Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Kevin Wall with you on AM 670 KMZQ. Good to have you with us. It is Tuesday. It's a special Tuesday. One of the things we're going to do is we're going to let you hear some of what the president said in an address earlier today in the Rose Garden, where he addressed policing reforms that he is not just advocating, he is signing an executive order to actually change. The chokehold is now done, except if the life of the officer is in danger. And I think that's common sense. I think even my Black Lives Matter friends would probably agree with that. What we have was the president going to the Rose Garden today. And by the way, I thought the speech was amazing. And those are not easy to make. It's a small crowd. It's not a rally type of speech, which he excels at. But the fact is, he is so good at expressing empathy. He met with the families of a number of victims of police violence, and I thought the words he said were exactly spot on. I thought what he did was really good. I'll let you hear from the president real quick, because he took a minute. Let's go to cut two. Because he tweaked both Joe Biden and Barack Obama before signing this executive order. Listen to the president in the Rose Garden just a couple of hours ago.
President Obama and Vice President Biden never even tried to fix this during their eight-year period. The reason they didn't try is because they had no idea how to do it. And it is a complex situation. Beyond the steps we are taking today, I am committed to working with Congress on additional measures. Congress has started already, and they'll be having bills coming out of the Senate and possibly out of the House. And hopefully they'll all get together and they'll come up with a solution that goes even beyond what we're signing today. But this is a big, big step, a step that hasn't been taken before. But in order to make real progress on public safety, we have to break old patterns of failure. Many of the same politicians now presenting themselves as the solution are the same ones who have failed for decades on schools, jobs, justice, and crime. They are all often, unfortunately, the same politicians running the cities and states where help is most needed. It's an attitude, and it's not working. Today's action is a big part of the solution to restoring, renewing, and rebuilding our communities. For the last 3.5 years, my administration has been focused on creating opportunity, fighting for equal justice, and truly delivering results. Nobody has ever delivered results like we've delivered. Nobody's come close. And we worked with some great people. We worked with fantastic people to get it done. We enacted landmark criminal justice reform, something that nobody else could get done. They tried, and they couldn't even come close. And we got it done, and we got it done powerfully. And people appreciated it. But it's something that, with all the work and all the talk for so many years, criminal justice reform, nobody else could get done.
Now, the President of the United States, I thought was masterful in that what he called for, and you know what's weird? You know what's really odd? The Democrat talking points, when they don't have anything good to say, is always the same. Do you ever notice that? It's always the same. The Democrat talking points after the speech today were this was a modest program, a modest set of goals, a modest set of policies. And that's what's so weird. They're really good at this. The Dems, if I don't mind saying so, they're masters at branding. And they have determined that this is a modest executive order. That tells me there must be something that both sides liked. And in fact, Van Jones, I think, likes what's in the executive order. So we'll get to that. Tell you what, let's do though. Let's check in with Congressman Warren Davidson, calling in from Ohio's 8th district. And first of all, Congressman, where is Ohio 8 for those that don't know?
So this is southwest Ohio, basically between Cincinnati and Dayton along the Ohio-Indiana border. Speaker Boehner was a little more well-known than I was as the member that represented this district prior to me taking office 4 years ago.
Wow, wow. What did you think of the president's speech today? I thought it was masterful.
You know, I thought it was exceptional. And frankly, even his leadership in terms of getting out in front of the Congress in terms of taking action, because frankly, what was teed up was a very partisan bill by Speaker Pelosi, and really for a long time what's been happening is totally partisan bills, no chance to even offer or have debate on amendments or anything like that. And it's all positioned essentially to say, oh, see, the Republicans are, in this case, racist or not for reform or whatever else, you know, the standard playbook. And so the president now short-circuited that to say, hey, I'm for doing this. And frankly, he laid down the gauntlet and said, I'd love to do more. We'll see what Congress says. So we'll see if that pushes a more open process where, you know, members like me would be able to offer amendments, have debates, and get recorded votes on individual issues.
Congressman Warren Davidson joining us from Ohio 8. This has been branded essentially a modest proposal. My question is, will some Democrats come over and vote for this modest program?
Well, I don't know that they'll get a chance, and so that's the real question. Will Speaker Pelosi allow a regular process? Because, again, what's gone on is, you know, Speaker Pelosi and, in this case, Jerry Nadler, will craft a bill, and essentially they'll be told, as Democrats, well, it's a binary choice. You're going to be for this or you're against us. And, you know, so they'll all get in line, they'll vote the way they're told, and they will have generally no input either on the Democratic side of the aisle. And then Republicans, you know, we're out in the dark. So we've been working, frankly, to get ideas incorporated in the Senate bill with Senator Tim Scott, I was on a conference call with him earlier today. In our House Judiciary Committee, we are actually going to take this one through committee and have markup. So Republicans will at least be able to offer amendments in committee. So that's progress. And I think part of the reason that progress is there is because the president showed leadership, stepped out and took action on an executive order, and it kind of broke the circuit of what Speaker Pelosi's been doing.
Congressman, it's obvious that the bill that Nancy Pelosi comes up with will not have enough votes in the Senate to pass. Is there enough pressure on Democrat members that maybe, just maybe, a discharge petition or something similar that requires, 218 votes, could end up coming to the floor? Is that possible, or do you just don't think, you think they're too disciplined to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's tough going on some of these issues with that, but I do think that, you know, we are going to get more of a participatory process on this bill because the president took action. And I think the Senate bill is looking like it's going to have more involvement, because it looks like, hey, we might actually produce an actual piece of legislation. Because for a lot of things, the way the status quo stays the status quo, and frankly stays broken in a lot of cases, is because of this hyper-partisan process where, you know, you have a handful of leaders of one party, you know, want to advance something, and they go to the most radical piece because they know it's a messaging bill, not something that's really going to become law. And it's meant to make the other side look bad. And then the other side ends up playing defense on that one, and you wait till the volley continues. And this actually does seem like, you know, kind of largely like George Floyd. I mean, look, I live in a pretty rural district. Parts of it is suburbs, exurbs, and farms. The most rural part of my district, you know, least diverse part of my district, had a peaceful protest about George Floyd. This should have been a moment of incredible unity for our country. And instead, you had, you know, people, activists, polarize a moment that really united the country and say, hey, we agree, this was wrong. And, you know, there should be accountability when people do these kinds of things. And it tapped a nerve with a bit of a racial undercurrent and a strong level of frustration, a double standards. And we have a chance to put that into legislation, so I hope we don't miss the moment.
More with Congressman Warren Davidson. We'll talk about rallies. Yes, the Trump MAGA rallies are coming back beginning Saturday. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off their service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, or online at finleyacura.com. Vegas strong.
My son is 10. He has brain tumor, and he's fighting for his life. We are so amazed by St. Jude. We don't have to pay, and we don't have to worry. This really helps us so much. I really respect people who donate. Tommy can have a second chance. We as a family can have a second chance. So I'm very grateful.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Good to have you with us. Joining us, Congressman Warren Davidson from Ohio 8. And I am so excited, I cannot tell you, and apparently a lot of folks in and around Tulsa, Oklahoma feel the same way. The president is going to take to the road. He's going to resume his MAGA rallies or CAG rallies, whatever you want to call them. They've had, am I right on this? They've had a million requests for tickets for this one venue on Saturday.
Yeah, that's the data that I've seen as well. And, you know, I think they're going to need a bigger venue. I mean, a million people, it's going to be well attended, lots of energy. I think, you know, there's a lot of pent-up energy. People are anxious to get out and about, and frankly, in a lot of states, it's felt like you've been under house arrest for an extended period of time, so they can't wait to get out and participate.
This is almost like a rally to reopen America, like the opening salvo, so to speak. What do you expect the message to be? Will it be muted? I mean, we've lost a lot of very good people to the coronavirus. And, you know, some people might say, well, let's take a little bit of a more measured tone. What do you expect from the president?
Well, you know, a lot of his rallies aren't short. So, you know, you look at him.
That's right.
You look at him, I assume there will be a portion that does, ask maybe even a moment of prayer for families and people affected by this. Certainly in our country and around the world, I've got a friend who lost both his mom and dad in this situation. So it's been real, and thankfully the good news is, for whatever reason, it has not been nearly as bad as we feared. And so I think there'll be a celebration pivot point there to say, hey, the good news is it isn't as bad as we feared. And we do need to find a way to reopen America. Most everyone I've spoken with agrees that you can't print an entire year's worth of GDP. So we're going to have to get on with how to deal with this virus and live our lives. And thankfully, there's a lot of research that's been more accurate than some of the early information. And those people are getting a bigger voice, and they're getting better at diagnosing, treating it, and responding appropriately. In nursing homes, for example, treating the high-risk populations in the high-risk areas differently and in a targeted way versus closing, most of our country.
I want to ask you, because earlier this week it was confirmed the Republican National Committee now is moving at least the celebratory part, the speeches and all the fun stuff, the Republican National Convention moving to Jacksonville, Florida. I've never put together a convention, but there are a lot of moving parts to a national convention. How quickly can they do this? I mean, we're only talking about a couple of months.
Well, we have some tremendous event planners, and I'm sure, you know, you have some You know, recent unexpected vacancies in Jacksonville, they're probably working to book a lot of things. So in that sense, it might be more easy to book travel. I'm in the process of adjusting, you know, my travel plans because we had booked events before and after the convention, planning to be there for the convention. Last, in 2016, the convention was in Ohio, the Republican convention. So seeing that up close and personal here in our state, it is a tremendous amount of work that goes into doing one. And it's disappointing that the governor of North Carolina couldn't work to provide the assurances we need. But frankly, we've got a great governor in Florida who's doing great things for the people of Florida. And his first lady is a Troy, Ohio native, which is the town I'm in as I'm speaking with you.
I'm not sure if the protests have reached Ohio 8, your district, but I'm curious what you think of what's going on in Seattle, the so-called CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. I used to live in Seattle years ago, and I'm familiar with Capitol Hill. It's just incredible what has happened, and the fact that leadership there, the governor and the mayor, they refuse to break this thing up. It's like Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah, and I mean, it's essentially the radicals that took over the message behind George Floyd. Look, the reaction to George Floyd, even in the most rural part of my district, my district's nearly 90% white, about 5% black, and then the rest other. And so when you look at the makeup, this isn't the most diverse part of America, but it was almost universal in terms of where protests happened. If there was a city, very rural cities where almost zero diversity in it, peaceful protests. Thankfully, we didn't have any true violence. We had some property damage in a couple cities here, not big. But the things in CHAZ, these are people that are left of Bernie, left of AOC. I mean, these are essentially anarchists and communists, and they've taken control of a city. And if you think back, whether you're talking about David Koresh or Ruby Ridge or the bird sanctuary people out in Oregon, how nationalized all the news was on these things. Nowhere near the scale of what's going on there in CHAZ. I think the president has been incredibly restrained, and it's been kind of mind-blowing to watch a mayor and a governor tolerate this in the state, of Washington, the city of Seattle. And who knows, maybe this will be accepted and tolerated around the country as we move into this, dystopian vision of what the left continues to embrace. And frankly, it continues to take over the Democratic Party.
Congressman, it's great to meet you, even if it is virtually. But thank you so much for joining us. When you're out in our neighborhood here and you want to leave a nice cash stipend so I don't have to have state income taxes, we'd love to see you. Come on by our studios, okay?
Would love to visit with you and look forward to another visit out there. Thanks for having me on your show, and thanks to all your great listeners.
Congressman Warren Davidson. He is from Ohio 8. Stick around. Man, we got a busy show. Tommy White will join us just after 4 o'clock. Megan Barth. Yes, she was unavailable last week for our first week on the air here. But she's going to be with us. And she's loaded for bear. She's got a lot of, shall we say, pent-up aggression that she'll want to talk about. So stick around. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Tuesday. Yeah, a busy, busy Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 3:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we do have some heavy volumes on the Beltway right now. 215 eastbound at Green Valley, you're going to be tapping the brakes there. 215 westbound at Valley Verde, very slow. We're getting reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort area of Interstate 15 south, beginning around Owens North as you work your way there past Desert Inn. Those lane restrictions continue tonight on Interstate 15. That is northbound between Cactus and Silverado Ranch. Construction through Friday. And remember the utility work on Fremont Street South. That's between Charleston and Sahara.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. UNLV football has picked up a verbal commitment from outside linebacker Maurice Jameson. He comes from Pittsburgh High School in Pittsburgh, California, according to 24/7 Sports. He is considered a three-star player, 6'2", 205 pounds. 24/7 Sports ranks him as the 131st best player in the recruiting class. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they have re-signed Ryan Reeves. He gets a two-year contract extension that will kick in next year. The total value, $3.5 million, as he will make $1.75 million each of the next 2 years.
This Sports Flash driven by Jeep, brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. You can even order at O'ReillyAuto.com and we'll deliver it curbside. Protect your engine from sludge and wear at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What the Market Protection Action Plan does is make sure that we have what we call the core and explore philosophy built in your plan.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on proper risk protection in the midst of COVID-19. Grow your money, build protection, and create lifetime income in retirement with Coach Pete and the team. Call for a no-cost consultation and for the next 10 free of charge Coach Pete 7 Financial Blind Spots box set. We're helping our neighbors. 888-919-3119, 888-919-3119, or text Coach to 21000, Coach to 21000.
Are you hot in your bedroom? Don't lose your cool. Call Active Air Conditioning at 702-438-3357. You've heard it all before. We're the best. We're the cheapest. We'll save you 50%. Yeah, right. 50% off what? Blah, blah, blah. At Active Air Conditioning, we don't come out to pick your pocket. We come out to service your needs. If you want a healthy, professional AC technician, call Active Air Conditioning at 702-438-3357. So remember, if it's hot in your bedroom, call Active Air Conditioning at 702-438-3357.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world famous Las Vegas Strip. Kevin Wall with you back on AM 670 KMZQ. I just saw this. And you tell me if this works for you, if this comports with what you feel. A new poll just out, you know, in the wake of COVID-19 and, you know, George Floyd and Rayshard Brooks and rioting in the streets, burning down Wendy's. There's a lot of negative news out there. And because so many of us were shut in, all we got was what the cable news networks gave us. There wasn't a lot of happy news, even on your local feel-good news, okay? You know, you watch Fox 5 and all that, and they're always joking around, and yeah. But there wasn't a lot to be smiling about. Well, a new poll from the University of Chicago, NORC, says that Americans are not happy. And in fact, their happiness quotient has gone from 31% down to 14%. Yeah. And that's now, I'm not surprised by that. If all you do is tell people that if they go out of their houses, they'll die, or they can stay cooped up at home under house arrest. That doesn't make any of us happy. Am I right? That doesn't make anybody happy. And that's one of the problems that we have. That's why I think the president is going out on the road on Saturday to Tulsa for a rally speech. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think this president is more savvy than people give him credit for. This is not just about his presidential reelection campaign. This is about something different. This is about a nation that needs a pick-me-up. I don't know what the ratings will be for the Trump speech in Tulsa. But I think it's something America needs right now. We need a quick pick-me-up. We need to feel good about America, to feel good about each other. And I think that's what the president will deliver. I have not seen any preview copies of his speech, and they probably won't be out till Friday. And when they are, they will probably, I'm just guessing here, they won't be the finalized, completed, because you know, and I can testify to this because I've sat behind the president for one of his speeches here in Las Vegas. And I will tell you, he is on the teleprompter 30% of the time. He is off the teleprompter 70% of the time. Again, that's one speech, anecdotal evidence, but it's true. And I think the president will go off the prompter a bunch. He knows how to speak to the American people. All of the American people. I think it's time that America was able to let its hair down a bit, to have some fun, to enjoy themselves. And I think that's what the president will do on Saturday in Tulsa. I really honestly believe that. I think the president, and by the way, next Monday, plan on an interesting show, because we will have copious amounts of highlights from that MAGA speech, or CAG, Keep America Great versus Make America Great. I think we'll have plenty of highlights. And did you see where they have a million requests for tickets out? What will they be? They're talking about a larger venue, but how much larger can you get? Can you go outdoors? Can you go to a football stadium? I mean, where do you go that's bigger than the biggest building in Tulsa? Now, they used to have, and again, this goes way back, a building that sat about 7,000, which was the Assembly Center. I think they since have added a stadium, and they may have, through Oral Roberts University, may have a venue that's even bigger than that. I don't know. But I'll just say this. They're looking for a bigger venue because they've got a million requests for tickets. This is going to be incredible. And I think, you know, I talked about Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. I think there's going to be a pent-up appetite for what the president has to say and the way he can say it, the way only he can say it. This is going to be important. So the president's going to speak on Monday, or on Saturday, rather, and we'll have highlights for you next Monday. Okay? Trust me, this is going to be fun. Coming up, we'll let you hear from the president today in the Rose Garden. It wasn't a rally speech. It was a more sedate kind of speech. And we'll let you hear the president get specific on the policing executive order that he just signed this afternoon. We'll let you hear from the president himself. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
The Vegas weather is starting to heat up, and Meineke has hot deals for you, like a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection. And remember, Meineke always has free towing to your nearest care center. Visit your local Meineke today. Would you like to live in a gated community that's full of amenities? Tropicana Palms is just that active adult community. Tropicana Palms offers beautiful new 3-bedroom, 2-bath homes for a limited time. 3.99% financing. $5,000 down will get you in. Homes starting at $147,900. You will enjoy open floor plans, new appliances, walk-in closets, 2 pools, 2 spas, 2 clubhouses, tennis courts, and a fitness center. For complete details, call 702-456-2249 or visit TropicanaPalmsHomes.com. Tropicana Palms is at the eastern end of Tropicana Palms Boulevard.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin Wall with you on AM 670 KMZQ. Kevin Wall loving the idea of a presidential speech on Saturday. I'm so excited about this. This is going to be so cool. I mean, it really honestly is. I want you to hear from the president himself. He signed an executive order. And a lot of times, an executive order, the devil's in the details. But apparently, even Van Jones likes some of the stuff that's in this executive order. He said it's a great first step. And that he applauded it. Here the president, and this is cut three, gets very specific on the policing executive order. Here's the president in the Rose Garden just a couple of hours ago.
Every day, police officers make great sacrifices to keep our communities secure and safe. In 2018, our police arrested nearly 12,000 people for murder, 25,000 people for rape, and nearly 1.5 million for assault. Very dangerous criminals. In many cases, local law enforcement is underfunded, understaffed, and under-supported. 47% of all murders in Chicago and 68% of all murders in Baltimore went without arrests last year. Americans want law and order. They demand law and order. They may not say it. They may not be talking about it, but that's what they want. Some of them don't even know that's what they want, but that's what they want. And they understand that when you remove the police, you hurt those who have the least, the most. Nobody needs a strong, trustworthy police force more than those who live in distressed areas, and nobody is more opposed to the small number of bad police officers, and you have them. They're very tiny. I use the word tiny. It's a very small percentage, but you have them. But nobody wants to get rid of them more than the overwhelming number of really good and great police officers. Some of them are standing with me and with me in the audience today, and I appreciate you being here. Thank you. Thank you. Great job. What's needed now is not more stoking of fear and division. We need to bring law enforcement and communities closer together, not to drive them apart. Under the executive order I'm signing today, we will prioritize federal grants from the Department of Justice to police departments that seek independent credentialing, certifying that they meet high standards, and in fact, in certain cases, the highest standard. That's where they do the best, on the use of force and de-escalation training. For example, many believe that proper training might have prevented the tragic deaths of Antoine Rose and Botham Jean. As part of this new credentialing process, chokeholds will be banned, except if an officer's life is at risk. And I will say we've dealt with all of the various departments, and everybody said, it's time. We have to do it. Additionally, we're looking at new advanced and powerful, less lethal weapons to help prevent deadly interactions. New devices are being developed all the time, and we're looking at the best of them. And cost is no object. No object.
I think the president was spot on. Some of the things, you know, the chokehold. Common sense. You don't use a chokehold unless the cop's life is in danger. Anybody have any trouble with that? I don't. I think a reasonable person, maybe not Black Lives Matter, because some of their people are not very reasonable. But the fact is that I think most reasonable people would say that's an okay thing. That's fine. That's all right. If that's going to keep a cop alive. See, here comes the problem. Black Lives Matter because of the nature of the beast. You know, I mean, it's an organization that promotes black lives, not blue lives or anybody else. They don't really think about this. But I think even the most staunch supporters of Black Lives Matter would have to admit that, gosh, you know, saving a police officer's life is worth doing. Especially when he's not necessarily the person at fault. Rayshard Brooks grabs the taser. If he doesn't do that, nothing happens. If he doesn't try and escape with a taser, and he's angling back trying to fire it at them. And of course, if you're a cop, the one thing you always want to do is make sure that you're not leaving yourself vulnerable to having your weapon seized. And that would have been the next step. And then what happens? Then a cop gets killed? Does a cop have the right to protect his own life and the lives of others? You know, people forget, and again, I don't know how this will play out in court. That's why I've said on the Rayshard Brooks deal that I want to see more evidence. I want to see the layout. I want to see if other people would have been endangered if they'd let this guy, this Rayshard Brooks, just run away with a taser. Would he have endangered other people? And again, this is all going on in a split second. That's what we're talking about, a split-second decision. Are we going to charge somebody with murder for that? I don't think so. Again, I haven't seen all the evidence, and I want to see all the evidence before I make a judgment. But simply put, it's impossible to know what was going through that cop's mind as he chased after Rayshard Brooks before firing the two fatal shots. We'll take a break. When we come back, the notion that cops have a right to defend their lives, not just the lives of the people they serve, but that they have a right to protect their own lives, to make sure that they go home to their family that night. They are in a very dangerous business. And you know what's happening? The Black Lives Matter crew, you know what they're doing? They're making their lives much more dangerous. We'll talk about that more. I'm Kevin Wall, broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
No sports, no Broadway, more radio.
And that's how it should be.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Taking you home on this Tuesday afternoon. So good to have you with us. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. A reminder that this hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it right now. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Okay, just a quick kind of wrapping the whole thing up, if I can, because we're going to be joined by Tommy White coming up top of the hour. In my view, cops have a difficult job. It's being made more difficult now, and that's why you're seeing in a lot of different areas of the country cops who are turning in their badge and their gun. Because this has become too dangerous. They're taking away tools that cops need, okay? They want to defund cop shops all across America. And you've got people, you've got a segment of people in our society who are, I'm trying to think what the best word is, scared of their next intervention by the police. Whether it be a domestic call or otherwise. And by the way, we're going to get into that whole thing of wanting co-responders. And by the way, I don't think it's bad that if you had social workers doing ride-along stuff with cops, I don't think that's going to happen. But the question is, should we be... No. Get this. In some places, they're talking now. In fact, in Albuquerque, the mayor there wants to send social workers to 911 calls instead of cops. We'll see how that flies. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. Coming up, Tommy White, Megan Barth, just after 5 o'clock from ReaganBabe.com. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
At Second Amendment Guns, they always believe and uphold everyone's Second Amendment right to carry. They put their customers first and thrive to achieve 100% satisfaction with each customer they serve. Second Amendment Guns, a veterans-owned and operated store, is happy to announce the opening of their second store, along with a state-of-the-art shooting range at the old DMV building in Pahrump. Become a founding member by logging on to secondamendmentguns.com/memberships. By becoming a founding member, you can take advantage of a wide variety of discounts at secondamendmentguns.com/memberships.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.